Representative Tracy Burnett looks likely to win re-election for House District 12, but is appearing in court next week to face charges alleging that she lied about her address to run in this election. Burnett, a Democrat, is winning against Republican Anya Kervin with 78.8% of the vote in the second round of election results. Burnett is currently serving her first term as representative of House District 12, covering Lake Valley, Niwot, Superior, Louisville, Lafayette and Gunbarrel. Burnett has not responded to multiple requests for comment from the Longmont leader, including on election night. The election results are unofficial but give Burnett a wide enough margin to call. While Burnett's longtime home address in Longmont sat in District 12 for the 2020 election, redistricting boundaries excluded that address and Burnett filed paperwork with the Secretary of State last year attesting that she had a new address in Louisville. In September, Louisville resident and Boulder County Republicans Chairwoman Teresa Watson submitted a complaint to the Boulder County District Attorney accusing Burnett of falsely claiming residency in Louisville, providing evidence found in public records and on social media posts. The District Attorney's Office notified the Boulder County Clerk and Recorder's Office, but ballots had already been printed and Burnett's name would appear regardless of the outcome of the investigation. The charges are only allegations at this time and, as the ballot was already certified, will not affect the results of the current election. Burnett has been charged with attempting to influence a public servant, forgery and residence false information, all felonies, along with misdemeanor perjury and procuring false registration. Burnett turned herself into the Boulder County Jail on November 3 and was released on a personal recognizance bond of $10,000, with an order to appear in court on November 17. Removing Burnett from office would be a matter for the General Assembly and the Office of Legislative Legal Services, according to the Colorado Secretary of State's office. If she was removed or resigned, the seat would be filled by a vacancy committee. This article was updated at 9:30 p.m. with the most recent election results.